Third dimensionally, we are personalities with an ego. But on higher dimensions, we are soul evolving. And your soul has evolved through eons of time. And through each time that you've incarnated and moved into a new lifetime, you have brought with you all the programs of your other past lives. So in doing so, we are never quite as clear about what we're doing because our past is here with us even though we aren't conscious of it. We are 9/10 subconscious, 1/10 conscious. And being able to identify that part of us that is keeping us stuck, and I always found out it was me keeping me stuck, I soon learned to release myself, take myself up the 7 steps and do some journaling. So this CD is going to help you to do that, and it's helped so many others in the past to move into a new state. So that's why I put it together and I offer it to you, and you can get it at the bookstore. And I'm excited about that because so many of you have asked me to put that on a CD so that you could more focus on your own self and moving yourself through situations in your life and creating a whole new opportunity for you. So I am just so happy to have you here and working together to change ourselves, to make new possibilities for our consciousness to expand. We are ever expanding, and when we become conscious of our higher self, it makes us much simpler to let go of the old and move into the new. I found out I had a lot of habits I wasn't too happy with. And when I started looking at some of the things that were holding me back, I was very excited about letting them go to find out what possibility there is for me to find out more of who I am and become more conscious. We want to become wholly conscious. That is why we meditate, and that's why you're here. So let us become conscious of our whole self tonight in the process of our meditation, which opens up the channels in our brain cells, so to speak, and gives us an opportunity to move into that higher vibration. It's a process, and as you have been trying to move into higher vibrations, higher energy, it is definitely a process. And I want to say thank you for making the effort, because so much of the time, it is hard. It is not an easy job, but it's so worth it. I wouldn't go back to my old self, even the old self that was here 3 years ago or a year ago, because I'm clearer, I'm freer, and I know that that's going to be happening for you, because that's what we're all about, finding out our individualized expression of God within. That's our specialty. We've each come with a specialty to express. So I honor that in you. And so let us meditate and find that sacred place within. So just relax, close your eyes, and allow yourself to find that sacred place within where all things are known, where all is in you. And as we relax in this moment, we open ourselves up to that sacred place within.
Sacred presence, dear God, I open my heart to you, your love. stretches and heals as it gently flows through. In your sacred presence, dear God, I open my mind to you. Your light illumines the way as your wisdom flows through.
Resides that sacred presence, and it is sacred. It has been with us for eons and eons of time. It's a familiar place. We know that we've been here before. It is the essence of our beingness. It is our true identity, not our personality self. That is just like a vehicle that we walk around in and use. But that true self of ours, that part of us that's ever present, that knows exactly what we need at any given moment, and connecting with that divine presence, the illuminated self, the true essence, is who we are. As we touch that part of us, that part of us has changed to depth. We have so many possibilities. And when we open ourselves to the wholeness of our individuality, we become more conscious. It's like a door opens within us and we expand in our awareness. Become two-tenths conscious, and then three-tenths, and then four-tenths, and all the way till we become wholly conscious of the next dimension of our beingness. And we move out of the third into the fourth dimension of consciousness. And that's what we're here to do tonight. To move out of the third into the fourth. I call it the cosmic consciousness, the divine consciousness, the consciousness that Jesus had. He understood it. He lived it. And that same consciousness belongs to us. since we've evolved through time and space, we've become more conscious. Until we've come to this particular time in the now moment where we can recognize our wholeness, our illuminated self, and we simply relax in it. We let go of all preconceived ideas of what it's like, what it's going to do. It just is, living in us, allowing us to be all that we are meant to be at any given moment. Not only as we meditate, but we take our meditation into our daily life. We open that door in our consciousness that allows us to expand into cosmic consciousness, where we become fully awakened. It is a vibration and an energy within. We begin to slowly but surely vibrate on a higher vibration. So we surrender to this higher vibration in us. Allow it to take us on a cosmic journey. A cosmic journey. As we move into this new vibration and energy and rest in it, it will bring great benefits to our everyday life and to all our loved ones. Ourself and to the world.
Thank you.
And now it's time in our meditation service to hold our loved ones in the love and light of God. We have created this wonderful vibration together as a whole, as we have meditated this evening. So now we'd like to share with our loved ones this energy of love and light. So think of those loved ones that you want to embrace tonight. See their faces before you, knowing wherever they are, whatever their need is, we are bringing them into this vibration of energy. And though they may be miles away, they're still right here. Because on this dimension, there is no space or time. We are one. It's the cosmic dimension. And right here, right now, we are one with them. And we offer our love to them in support of their spiritual growth. Maybe they need a healing. Healing in a financial way, or a healing in a body. Healing in their mind, their hearts, their souls. Whatever is needed, we know that they are getting it. We add our vibration to theirs, knowing that our vibration, with their vibration, will lift them into a space where they will have an understanding of what they need to do about whatever problem that they are dealing with, just like we will have understanding of whatever problem we're dealing with, whatever we need to embrace and release and let happen in our life. We are ever evolving. We are ever changing. We are ever renewing and remaking ourselves. We are not stagnant. No matter what our age is, it matters little, for we are souls evolving, evolving and evolving, and changing and changing, and becoming more aware and more aware. And we hold ourselves in the love and light of this energy, knowing that we are healed tonight, healed in some way. Maybe we came without even a problem or anything on our mind. But our soul knows what we need, that God part of us. And we have blessed it by spending this time in the silence together. Together, there's power in this togetherness. There's a vibration because you're here, that if you weren't here to add to this energy, we would miss you. So we thank each and every one of you for adding your essence and giving of yourself in this moment of meditation. You gave yourself unselfishly, asking nothing in return. And this energy has gone out and blessed many. We may not ever know how they've been blessed, but we do know that they have been blessed. And we're grateful for the opportunity that we've had tonight to share our love with each other and with ourselves. You've done something very wonderful for yourself, for you've quieted yourself and made it possible to connect with your soul. And now if you take a deep breath and come back to the presence of this room, bringing your energy and your essence with you. When you're comfortable, open your eyes and just know that you're here for a purpose. And that purpose has been fulfilled because you came in love and light. And with your generosity of your heart have helped all of us become better people, better souls, evolving. And I thank you. I thank you for your presence. I feel your love. And you've shared it with so many tonight.